It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It's a wonderific Wednesday, January the 20th. Now, I had to find some music that Tina might know. Do you know this song?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. See, there you go.
I have grandparents.
I thought everybody knew Rod Stewart, you know. So my schedule originally called for Regina to be here today, but unfortunately, Regina had to go to a class. They're trying to make her smarter. And so we have Bo and Tina here. And each and every day, Speak Out is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talos Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Arisen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Good, 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 good. We're going to hit 69 on the river today with the big W around, 74 tomorrow. Friday is going to be 76. The wind still hangs around all the way through Saturday. Saturday drops to 75. Sunday drops to 74, but it's going to be sunny. And then Monday we go back up to 70, and the W's back again. Nobody likes the wind, huh?
It's exhausting. Can't even open a door at Mojave Electric without getting blown back in the building.
I know.
Yeah, because you're up on the hill.
Yeah.
We're on the hill, and our building faces east to west.
Have you guys said, can we move down to the Hancock location?
Well, it's unexpected, too, because in the building you don't hear a thing. And
right.
Like, oh, it's time to go to lunch, and you get smacked in the face by it.
Just slammed shut.
I had shingles blow off my roof a couple months ago, of course, they just had a new roof put on 3 years ago, and the general contractor is no longer in business.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, and so, we love the wind in Bullhead City. It's here to stay, unfortunately. So what's new at MEC?
We got a bunch new. One of the biggest things that we got going on right now, if you haven't heard it, is our 75th year of service to our members.
Really?
Yeah, so we came out with a commemorative logo.
Ah.
And that can be seen on your currents or in the bill. Even if you email us, our emails will say 75th year. And, Tyler Carlson is very excited that we've been serving members 75 years strong. So that's something we're working on, that slogan line. But with the 75th year comes a lot more advancements. We got a lot to talk about today and a lot to cover over.
Okay, good.
And I know we were supposed to have Regina on the show today, so we wanted to touch bases a little bit about TWN just to get everyone the information that they could have heard from Regina.
Because she's the MEC TWN expert.
Yeah, fiber expert from Mojave Electric.
Fiber liaison.
Yeah, so.
Oh my God.
That's kind of the confusion. She doesn't work for TWN.
Right.
Yeah, she works for MEC.
That's why I said she's the MEC TWN expert.
Yes.
And now you're saying she's a fiber girl?
No.
Her actual position title is the fiber broadband member liaison.
Well, how big is her business card? A full sheet of paper?
She carries around one of those big checks.
Yeah. Here's a picture of my card.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big title.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
You couldn't have made it something simple, huh? You got to make it all, technical.
Well, with the way this project is going, that's as simple as it can be.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big project, but it's important that we have her because it's easy to have one person have communication back and forth.
Right.
And having a liaison makes everything.
And she's been at MEC for, what, five,
six? She's coming on 6 years now.
6 years?
Yeah.
We knew her when she was back doing sales for another company in town.
That's right.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yep.
So, TWN, how did you guys get into a relationship with a company that wants to bring fiber broadband to all of Bullhead?
Well, so that's one thing. We were excited. Mojave Electric was excited to bring fiber to the area to better our electronic system or our power system.
Okay.
Our power source, our feedback, outage notifications, meter reading, the backbone of the electric system. And by doing that, we've been able to also subcontract out one of the fiber wires, and TWN works with Royal Electric companies in supplying fiber to members. So it's a great way to solve both issues, having better electrical services and also providing, you know, a good broadband service to our members, which in this area, in a rural area, we don't have that ability, you know.
Right. So years ago when you were kids, they used to come around to your house and they had to get in your backyard and read your meter. We don't do that anymore, right?
No, they do. I was at my parents' house on a lunch break, and I watched one of our meter readers come up with a pair of binoculars staring at my parents' meter.
Yeah.
And I was so interested. We haven't been able to go out on the ride along yet, but it's very interesting that some meters, you know, they do, they're tantalus, they read, you know, we don't have to go out and read them, but some meters are still the spin dial meters you got to go out and see.
Oh, okay.
So with this improvement of fiber,
Your parents are out of date, is that what you're saying?
Not anymore. I got them sped up. But
they're never out of date. We just have some higher systems.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But eventually.
You improved.
Yes.
With this build-out plan, not only will be adding fiber, we'll also be improving the meters so that they can read instantaneously.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And that helps people with, you know, electric management as well. If you're trying to decide when your house is using the most power or power compared to temperature, you can really start to see the feedback that your house is using, you know.
Okay. And then is it, or can we say, when Bullhead takes over EPCOR, you're going to be able to maybe do some work with Bullhead City on reading the water meters?
We don't know that yet. Yeah, we have no.
That's something personally we cannot speak to.
Yeah.
Because we don't.
It's a possibility, but we can't confirm or deny.
Yeah. We don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. Because I had heard that maybe that was going to possibly be something new. And new and improved. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. They got to take it over first. And that's my understanding is that it won't even go to a hearing until like a year from next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they were moving forward from it.
Well, they are, but I guess they know that they're going to have to go to a hearing and have a judge and a jury, and because of court schedules, they already know it's going to be in 2022.
Okay.
I know. It's like, wow.
It's good to have things planned out, but...
Yeah, but hopefully in the next month or two, the city will be able to take over operations of the water district. So hopefully that'll happen.
So we did have some statistics about what's going on with the fiber project. We had 192 members so far sign up this month for fiber optic service, or in telling us that they're interested in having the service. 5,400 members since the date of this project since beginning.
So I was going to say, it had to be in a bunch.
Yeah, 5,400 people have already signed up, and we're asking people to sign up all the time.
How do they sign up?
Go ahead.
So they can go to our website. It's MojaveElectric.com/broadband, and go through all the information that they want about TWN, and then they can go to the sign-up page or the pre-register page, excuse me. Another new thing that we're rolling out is we are using QR codes. One thing that this pandemic has helped people do is learn how to use QR codes.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we have those on pretty much every print advertisement that we have going out right now. So you just scan it over your phone, and then it pulls it up to our informational pages, and then you can go to the pre-register page and do it that way. Which we have found to be pretty helpful, and just because it's super direct. You could also stop down our member services office at 928 Hancock Road and speak with Regina, our liaison, and she can also help you get signed up. Or you can call in at 928-763-1100 and then just press option 0, and they'll transfer you to Regina, and she could help you that way as well.
Oh, okay. And, you know, you talk about the QR codes. We went to Big Bear back in September, October. And every restaurant, they had a QR code on the table.
Exactly. Yep.
They don't have menus anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is something, honestly, what a great thing to move into.
Yeah, because you just put your phone, you go to the camera on your phone, you put it over it, and it brings up the menu, and you're sitting there looking at it on your cell phone.
Yeah. Yep. And especially with, you know, if right now everything was having to be thrown away, it would be a lot of paper waste and a lot of cost towards the business. So the QR code is a unique way to be able to drive people not only to your website because it helps your analytics and it helps them figure out more information about your website. And that's where the QR code kind of came into play with us because we have like a wealth of knowledge on our website. But also it's accessible. And like I said, I mean, that's where it kind of stemmed from is if restaurants are doing it, then we know that each demographic is learning how to do it.
Exactly.
And it's not just the 18 to 25-year-olds that know how to work QR codes anymore.
Well, and I think because the older generation had to.
Exactly.
And especially if you're in California, you want to eat.
Yep.
Right, exactly. And we couldn't force them or, like, teach them
right.
how to do this. But because it was kind of them adapting to what's going on right now, we were like, perfect opportunity. Let's do it.
Yeah, because we all know what QR codes are.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, it's a new world.
It is. And your phone reads it. That's what's amazing. Your phone can look at it and go, oh, yeah, here we know. We know where to go now.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Me being an Apple user, I still kind of get thrown off that Androids have to have an actual, like, QR scanner. They can't use the same QR code that an iPhone can use.
So all six people that have an Android.
Yeah. So if you, to download an app, like our Smart Hub app, we have a QR code out for that as well. But we have to have two because one's for the Google Play Store and one's for the iTunes. But
so we do make it easy for members still. No matter right. what your provider is, you'll have two different QR codes to scan.
But and then if it's a URL, it's just one QR code that pulls up the URL.
It's going to get to the point someday where you just say, what's your cell number? And I'll text you and it'll be in your phone, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Just airdrop it to them.
Yep.
That's like I got to go see my heart doctor this afternoon over the weekend. They send me a text message that says, click here to check in. Then you click there, and you got to fill in all this information, you know. They want to know who you are and all this. But then when I go today, I just walk in. They go, oh, you already checked in.
Yeah.
So
and that kind of goes into another thing, like with one of the things that we're rolling out as far as accessibility. I'm sure Bo could tell you about it, but it's a new option. Well, it's an existing option that we've had, but a lot of people are converting over.
You're talking about paperless billing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be entering into paperless billing. That's some of the stuff that we're bringing in on the 75th year. We're trying to stay with the times and be innovative. Not that paperless billing is innovative, but it is something that we'll be offering new.
Okay.
We're working right now behind the scenes to get our Smart Hub application to work where when you log in, and you don't have to have Smart Hub to sign up for paperless billing either. It's, let's say you get paper bills and you pay usually through paper, but you can go down to member services and sign up for paperless billing as well.
Okay.
But if you're a Smart Hub user, whether on your phone or on the computer, you'll be prompted to select paperless billing or to select papered billing or just to decline paperless billing, really, is what will happen. But we're working that in the system right now, and once we launch it, there will be a full press release, and everyone will get prompted as soon as they log in to select if they want to go paperless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then I noticed down at the member services, you're putting in a kiosk outside.
That's another
one. What is that thing?
Yeah, that's another thing that we're really excited about. The kiosk is like an ATM machine, essentially, for your electric bill. So
cool. It gives me money?
No. To the contrary.
Oh.
The kiosk will be a nice device. So that's one of the things we want to talk about. There's so many different methods to pay your electrical bill. I mean, you can pay it through the phone. You can go down to member services. You can mail in a check. You can do a bank check from your own bank account. You can pay on Smart Hub. You can pay on the Smart Hub computer application. I mean, it doesn't really ever end. But one thing we wanted to add is the 24-hour access to walk up and pay your bill for members that use the pay-as-you-go system.
Right.
They can go right up to the kiosk and pay their bill.
Wow.
Yeah, so it'll be accessible to everyone 24 hours a day, and that's one thing that's not ready to launch yet.
But oh,
it is,
okay.
But Whoops. It is, it's in the works. So we're finishing up the landscaping. We're finishing up the diagnostics of the machine. And, I mean, it's common knowledge. People see it on the side of our building.
Oh, yeah.
But, once again, when that is ready to go, we'll launch a press release for it.
So it's an ATM that takes your money.
It is. Yeah. So you'll walk up. Yeah. You'll walk up. And one of the things about it is it doesn't accept, it won't give you change. So you got to put in a, either close enough or, or it'll roll it to the next bill.
So if you got 70, if your bill's like $21.79 and you put in $23, next month you're going to have that little credit of
that's correct
21 cents.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Not bad.
That's manageable.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
All right.
We're going to come right back. If you got questions, give us a call.
Thank you.
Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. Locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Horizon Community Bank provides high-touch custom mortgage services, knowing that every borrower is different. That's why HCB offers loans to address your individual situation, whether it's a mortgage for primary or vacation home, lot loans, or construction financing. Hi, I'm Rick Childers, mortgage specialist with Horizon Community Bank. We make securing residential financing simple and straightforward. Contact Horizon Community Bank Mortgage Headquarters.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Birthday parties, vacations, family reunions. We've all had to postpone important activities, but taking care of your health isn't something you should put off. Wellness visits and screenings can help keep you well and identify health issues in the earliest stages when they are most treatable. Silver Creek Family Practice is taking extra precautions to provide a safe, clean, and sanitized environment. We're committed to helping you stay well, and we offer both telehealth and in-person visits. Schedule an appointment today. WarmSeaDocs.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, now a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, a constantly sanitized medical facility. Their services include, physical therapy. Then they got an occupational therapist and a speech therapist, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you need those services, call them up, 928-758-1404. I think Mike's in here next week. Or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Dutch Bros Coffee right across from Mojave High School. And, they have the handcrafted coffees, hot lattes, mochas, cold brew, and nitro-infused, I don't know what that is, and blended espresso to perfection, and then you add your favorite flavor. Plus, they've got energy drinks and shakes and teas and lemonades and smoothies and chocolate milk and custom sodas and hot chocolate. Oh, all at Dutch Bros in Boyd City. Walker Service Electric. If you have a residential issue with your electricity, you call Walker. How about your commercial business and you have something going wrong with your electricity? You call Walker. See, now that's not MEC. That's, this is inside your house or inside your business. And new construction, then Walker can take care of that too. And Highline Power, which I have no idea why you'd play with that. But he's got trucks all over Mojave County every single day. They're available 24/7. If you need Walker Service Electric, you should put the phone number in your cell phone, 718-9444. You can call them 24 hours a day. And at 2 in the morning, I'm not on the air to tell you, so you have to put it in your phone now, 718-9444. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving all of our communities with clean, sanitized facilities. They have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall that faces out to Casino Drive. And then, of course, they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In, which is on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. And then the Mojave Clinic, which is on Highway 95 by Target. Oh, and then this little hospital up on Silver Creek Road. Four floors, three above ground, one underground. And the ER, and then over on the Parkway, they have wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons. They have family doctors, a podiatrist. So if you don't feel well, call 763-2273, and Claudia will transfer you to an expert. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullet City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and MEC. And we're back with MEC now. You were talking about there's so many different ways to pay your bill.
Yep.
And so it's like whatever's convenient for you.
That's the method, right?
Yeah.
And make it as easy as we can to our members so that payment is coming in.
Right.
With the dynamic of the COVID times,
yeah,
it's kind of changed the way people have been paying. And it's something that, we're not necessarily tracking too heavily, but it is very interesting to see what's happening. So our member services, a lot of people go in and they pay their bill in person. And
down on Hancock Road. Yeah,
they do that every month.
It's where you get your co-op connection card.
Exactly. Well, that's been dropping. And the amount of people going in to pay, and we're assuming it's because of COVID. which is not a bad thing, but it's also leaning that people are taking advantage of our Smart Hub application.
Okay.
So that's something we're pushing for all members. We don't want to get rid of member services by any means, and it's
right.
there for anyone that needs to use it. But for those of you that are comfortable in paying with your Smart Hub application, many others are. Almost 44% of all of our members are paying with their Smart Hub app now.
Wow.
And that's a significant increase.
You bought the lot next to you there, huh? For parking or something?
Yeah.
So you don't want to get rid of it now.
No, and there's so many more reasons people need to go down there signing up for new service, finding out about our weatherization programs or anything else we got our what's Bill and Steve, our energy efficiency?
Energy efficiency guys.
Yeah. Experts of using power.
They are experts. They know how to save you some money.
Yeah. And you got a deal, too. I got a card, you know, in my MEC bill a couple months ago that said you can set up to where you pay the same amount every month.
Yeah, the pay-as-you-go plan.
Yeah.
So
what?
Budget billing.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Which one is it?
Budget billing.
It is budget billing.
Yeah. Good thing you brought Tina.
Yeah. Always. But yeah, it'll take a year, average it out, split it up against 12 months, and you pay as you go. But pay as you go with budget billing.
So he tried to tie them together.
Yeah.
Right. So now TWN, when are we going to see the first person who has fiber internet at their house?
Well, there's not a significant. I mean, there's not a definite timeline. We're shooting for the backbone service being completed by March and working into April, hopefully hooking people up, or later than that. But that's the general timeline. Where the most priority right now is having people pre-register.
And
so that we know where to build.
Palo Verde Meadows is going to be the first one to be connected?
Don't come for Tom.
Yeah, I know. I told him. I said, well, what is the deal, Mayor? How did he work this out?
The only way he would accept it. No, I'm just kidding.
Our
biggest priority is getting people pre-registered right now and making sure that the work is done correctly.
Right.
That is our biggest stress, is making sure people are being safe and everything is being installed properly, so that there will not be future issues. We can't promise no future issues, but
you want
quality work.
You're going to change out some poles too during this, right?
Yeah, and that's constantly going on as well right now. Yep.
I saw them a couple of days ago behind Maverick. They were doing something out there.
It's like quality care, you know.
Quality care.
It takes time, but it's going to be well worth it.
Is that why you hired Tina? The quality care.
Quality
the soft, fuzzy words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting in a pole. There's nothing soft and fuzzy about that, but. We can call it quality care.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guys putting in the pole aren't using the word quality care either.
Yeah, but the people
they're digging that hole. And
the people using electricity are doing it with care.
We don't call it quality care either. We just say power. We got power at my
house.
Yeah.
We got power.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. What's the best way if people want to get a hold of you two and ask questions or, you know?
The same number, 928-763-1100. Option zero will take you to the operator and ask for the public affairs team.
Option zero.
Yeah.
Option zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. Next month, Regina's going to come in.
Correct.
Yeah. We think.
Yeah, well. We know. Yeah. She'll be here.
We'll get her in here.
All right.
Tell everybody all about TWN. Okay. Thank you both very much. We appreciate you. Coming up next, we have Mr. David from Greg Eidness' office, because Greg Eidness has a cold and couldn't come in. So David will be here right after this. Stick around. You got questions, 702-298-1063.
What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she is gone?
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, the phone number, is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. Feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Holidays can bring stress and depression, and many seniors 55 and older deal with mental difficulties due to a major medical event like a stroke or underlying health issues. Hello, I'm Chaz Martinez with Chalice Harbor Hospital, a geriatric psychiatric hospital in Bullhead City. If you're experiencing or have a loved one exhibiting depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, suicide attempts, or mental disorders related to alcohol and drugs, call 404-6009. Chalice Harbor accepts admissions 24 hours a day. 404-6009.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transmitter K292ES, Laughlin. And transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And every day the program is brought to you by the Laughlin Mall. And right here we've got restaurants, we've got movies. Actually, the movie theater's closed right now. I'm not sure what's going on up there. But we got clothing for your whole family, vitamins for your whole family, shoes, hats, gifts, sports items, sunglasses, boots, the Boys and Girls Club thrift store. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory opens in 23 minutes. Yeah, upstairs. By the time I walk by there, when I get out of here, there's a line of people up there. Everybody loves Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, you know? So check it out. And by the way, the mall is not for sale, and they're not tearing it down. It's not happening, okay? So you hear those rumors, tell people it's not true. We're brought to you by Chalice Harbor Bullhead City Hospital. You know, it's a specialized hospital sanitized for the geriatric patients. And they're looking for seniors that have a physical issue and also maybe a mental difficulty. And then they work with them and they get them back to square one and they get them home, you know. They can take seniors that have depression or suicidal thoughts or paranoia or bipolar, substance abuse, financial issues. Chalice Harbor is the experts, and they have the staff trained to work with the seniors that have those issues, get them fixed, and get them home. You know, I say fixed like it's a car, but I mean, you know, they have counseling sessions, and they have one-on-one, they have therapy, they've got all the good stuff at Chalice Harbor. If you want to know more, call 928-404-6009, 404-6009. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, exactly. The experts in pool design, installation, scheduled maintenance, alarm systems. They can do for your home or commercial. They can do installation, repairs and replacements, monitoring. Experts in landscaping. If you want some removal of plants and new plants, they can do that. Or they can do complete design and installation, which is what a lot of people like. And experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, scheduled treatments, or if you've got a problem area, they can take care of that too. And they take care of weeds. That's right. They can spray all your weeds and they're gone. I like that. 758-5499. You call them up, they'll come take good care of you. Hello, if I could get that out. And their motto is quality, experience, and family. And yesterday Matt was here and he said, man, we might change that around and put family first, because family is important. Mojave Mortgage, speaking of family, you know, Chad and his wife and their friends, they all run this business down there, and they just give away money. Well, they don't give it away. You got to pay it all back. But if you're looking to add on to your home, or maybe you want a pool by summer, You know, or maybe you want a little getaway someplace, you know, Wallapies or Seligman or Flagstaff or Williams. Well, if you need some money, you call Chad, because that's what he's in the business of doing, finding you the money you need at the best rate possible. So call him up. It doesn't cost anything to talk to him. 288-2691. He's had customers say that the Mojave Mortgage provides great service. Another one said Chad and his staff are excellent. So there you go. If you need money, you call Chad. He's your money guy, okay? President and CEO, he's in charge. He can tell you, let's cut that rate down a little bit. And maybe you need to refi because you're paying too much now. And if you are and you want a lower interest rate, you call Chad. He can take care of that too, okay? All right, and finally, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. You've heard about them forever. They are the pros too, because David and his crew, they take care of the pets when they're there. And David has an open door policy. You can come in and you can see the building. You can walk through it and see where your pet's going to stay. And soon he's going to add a VIP service where if your pets are there, you can see them on your phone at any point in time. How cool is that? It's not a heartache. It's cool. So you could do that too. So that's all at Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And, of course, David trains dogs. He can teach your dog to heel, how to walk, you know, how to sit down, how to lay down, all those good things that everybody wants their dog to do. Call 928-754-3006. And, of course, we're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. You know, everyone has their own comfort level. So if it's not quite comfortable in your home or your office, you call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They'll solve your problem. They'll get you comfortable. They'll get it warmer or cooler, whatever you like. They can work on your thermostat. They can work on your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning system, your swamp cooler. They take care of all that. So all you got to do is call 758-2400. Call them up. They got three trucks on the road in Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, all the way to Kingman. They'll take good care of you. 758-2400. And we're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Dutch Bros Coffee, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And David's supposed to be here from Farm Bureau, and he's not here. That's 2 days in a row for me. The second guest hasn't shown up. I'm on a streak here. I'm only here one more day this week, but I know tomorrow Gina will be here. So tomorrow we're going to talk about human trafficking at the beginning of the hour. Barbara Nelson from Arizona Youth Partnership is here to talk about that. And then Gina Morga from Warm Sea. And I never know who she's going to bring. Sometimes she just sends people, you know. Somebody shows up and goes, I'm here to do the show for Warm Sea. And they're always great professionals, though, and they bring so much good information. Hey, let me go over our community calendar, a couple things going on around the area. First of all, if you want to put something on this community calendar, you need to email me, okay? TuneForce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S. It's okay, I was 20 before I could spell it. TuneForce@gmail.com. So email me your flyer or information about something not in the nonprofit world, you know. If you have a store, I'm not going to put your store in here for community calendar for the nonprofit type stuff. Stuff like tonight at the Anderson Fieldhouse, prescription drugs, are they addictive or not? Well, that's the topic tonight. And that's also put on by Mojave County, Cheryl Clark, the health department. 6 o'clock at Anderson Fieldhouse. Just show up. So if you're a parent out there, a grandparent, and you're thinking, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more about prescription drugs, go tonight to the Anderson Fieldhouse at 6 o'clock. Friday, we have a dual ribbon cutting. I think today we have a dual ribbon cutting, too. Let's see, today there is a dual ribbon cutting at 2 o'clock at Los Lagos Golf Course in Fort Mojave. Yeah. 2 o'clock today, Los Lagos in Fort Mojave, there's a ribbon cutting. And then there's one tomorrow, Friday at the Mojave County Donation Center and Retail. And that is on Highway 95 in Fort Mojave. It's right next to Young Scholars Academy. And that's at 12:30 on Friday. And then Saturday, there's a dual ribbon cutting over here in Laughlin at the Laughlin Community Health. That's at 11 a.m. Nevada time. And any questions, call one of the chambers and talk to them about it. Otherwise, just come check it out. There's a blood drive next Tuesday the 19th at the Laughlin Library. That's from 11 to 3, also Nevada time. Call Vitalant if you have questions, 877-258-4825, or just show up at the library over here in Laughlin from 11 to 3 and give a pint of blood. There's no fake blood out there. You can't make it in a laboratory. You can't manufacture it somewhere. We can manufacture vaccines for coronavirus, but we can't manufacture blood. Blood has to come from the human body. When someone's in a car crash and they need a pint of blood, or you've all seen the TV shows where they say, get me O negative, or get me this, or get me that, that's human blood that they're putting into that human. And they only can get that from you and me. So if you've never given blood, you tell them it's your first time, and they will treat you with kit gloves and take good care of you. I've given like 13 gallons. I've been given for 40 years. I lived in Bullhead City, so I know the value of that blood drive. So, again, call Vitalant if you have questions, 877-258-4825. Okay, another, let's see. Here we go. A fun thing going on. The 30th, the last day of the month. Is it the last day? I don't know. I don't have a calendar in here. Okay, Saturday the 30th, Oatman Chamber has their great bed race. It is so cool. I've been there for several years to watch it. I'm going to have Fred Eck in here, I think, next week, talking about it. Fred Eck's with the Oatman Chamber. And it's on Main Street. They shut down part of the street. Not the whole thing, just part of it. And they have bed races. And it's so fun to watch because each one of the hospitals puts together a team. You know, people think they can change beds real quick and run up and down the street. And it's a lot of fun. Gas to watch. Be sure and wear a mask and try to social distance. I don't know how you can do it because it's jam-packed every year I've been there. It's a lot of fun. Any questions, call the Oatman Chamber at 928-577-9139. And then the 23rd and the 24th in Kingman at the Mojave County Fairgrounds, they have a gun, knife, and coin show and sale. There's a lot of collectibles there. And so that's 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Any questions, you call Lawn, 928-692-0927. If you're looking for a gun or you want to talk to some of the professionals, just go up there to that show. And then at the Anderson Fieldhouse on the 29th through the 31st, we have a home garden style lifestyle show along with a Tri-State Classic Car Show. And it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday it's 10 to 5. Sunday it's 10 to 4. $5 to get into the home show. And if you're interested, call 707-287-3543. And that's put on by a company from out of the market. All right, let's see here. We got Wednesday, the 3rd of next month. There is another blood drive at Valley View Medical Center in Fort Mojave on Highway 95 from 11 o'clock until 3. Again, call Vitalant. If you think you want to go then or you want to go to the Laughlin Library here, call 877-258-4825. It's always better to have an appointment because then you walk right in and you get right in the chair. And plus, if you have an appointment, they send you the little questionnaire on your phone, and you can just answer all those questions before you ever get there. Makes it really slick and easy. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. And then, you know, we had Grace in here earlier in the week, and Grace was talking about, and she's going to come back next month too, but she has her Bullhead City cleanup on February the 5th, and that's a Friday. You meet at TASA, which is 2649 Highway 95 at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then at 7 o'clock, everyone's going to go to the area they're going to clean. She's got gloves. She's got, you know, bags and everything. You just need to wear a good pair of shoes, an old pair of shoes, okay, because you're going to be tromping around the desert. But you're going to pick up all the trash from the darn wind. You know, the wind blows it around. There's a farmer's market coming up on February the 6th, and that's at the Bullhead Community Park. You want to get involved? You want a booth? You call Dave Heath at Bullhead City, 763-9400. It's 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Another blood drive at the Moose Lodge in March on the 2nd. Moose Lodge in Bullhead City on Hancock Road, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Again, you call Vitalant. And then on the 5th, they have a mini veteran stand down at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce downstairs. That's from 10 to 2. Call Pat Farrell if you want to get involved. Area code 928-716. It's probably a cell phone. 3001, and Pat will tell you all about it. Another farmer's market next in March on the 6th, the Winter Expo at the Anderson Fieldhouse on the 11th. That's also from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. you want to call the Mojave Daily News, if you want a booth there, it's pretty affordable. 928-296-8493. Kiwanis Morning Club, my club, the golf tournament on Saturday, March 20th at Los Lagos. That's 8 a.m. shotgun start. You want to get involved? Call Charlie Greer. You'd like to play golf and have it go to something good? It's a great opportunity. In Los Lagos, that's the one we're having the ribbon cutting today. Call Charlie on his cell phone, 714-392-2737. And then the third annual, because we didn't do it last year because of coronavirus. We tried twice. Third annual Kiwanis Kids Expo. Keep kids healthy, safe, and busy. Ken Folvark Park, and then we set up all the easy ups out in front of the park on the street, on train. That's 10 to 2 on the 27th of March. Call me, I'm the coordinator, 928-201-3313. Now, one of the cool things you've probably seen coming to Mojave County and coming to Bullhead City, thanks to Mr. Dave Lipinski. Dave Lipinski is a teacher at Mojave High School, and he's in charge of the student body, and they're bringing the wall that heals Vietnam wall. Okay, you've seen the wall in Washington, D.C., or you've seen video of it. Well, this is a mini version, and it's coming to Mojave High School on October 21st to the 24th. If you have a family member that you think maybe should see that and benefit from it, write down that date, the 21st to the 24th of October. I know it's a long ways away, but you're going to want to put it in your phone and remind yourself of that. If you are a teacher or you know a teacher that might want to bring a group to it, you call Dave Lipinski, and he gives out his cell phone number, okay? It's 928-458-9685, all right? I'll give it to you one more time. His cell phone is 928-485-9685, and he can tell you all about it. Like I said, if you're a teacher, preschool, whatever, you want to take some youth there, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's going to be in Bullhead City from the 21st to the 24th of October. You call Dave Lipinski and he'll set it up for you. Okay. Always check if you're this is only Wednesday, but like this weekend you're looking for something to do. Check your city webpage and check your chamber website. They have calendars of information in there, and if you you got family coming in at the last minute, you don't know what to do with them. Check those two areas. Everything that I put on this program is on our Facebook page, and you can also check that. All right. I'm going to show you the way and take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 183051.
It started with a single espresso push cart in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon in 1992. Now we have our own Dutch Bros Coffee in Bullhead City. Their coffee is handcrafted. Hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, or nitro infused, or the blended espresso to perfection with your favorite flavor. Plus their energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa. Drive through the new Dutch Bros Coffee, Highway 95 at Hancock Road, Bullhead City.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion.
It hurts! Oh, it hurts!
I felt queasy. I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 blah. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Baron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
The Havasu Balloon Festival and Fair is hosting a night glow on Saturday, January 16th. The event takes place at the Friends of the Fair Rodeo Grounds at Sarah Park. Gates open at 4:45 p.m. The glow is from 6 to 6:30, weather permitting. The Disney movie Up will follow the night glow and is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Girl Scout troops will be out in force starting Monday, January 18th, selling several varieties of Girl Scout cookies. Booth sales will take place at businesses throughout the tri-state, including grocery stores and other locations. The group's Cookie Finder app is now available for most mobile devices. The Little Dilbert Days Rodeo is scheduled for Saturday, January 30th at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds in Havasu. More information is at havasurodeo.com.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. I'm Larry Toonforce. Thanks for joining us today. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened to David from Farm Bureau Financial Services. I don't know if he got tied up with a customer and couldn't get out of the office, or an issue popped up. But we have no guests this up to the top of the hour. So I do want to tell you that each and every day we're brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. If David was here, he'd tell you, I can review your life insurance for you. I can review your auto insurance. I can review your homeowner's insurance. I can tell you if you need to upgrade some of those things, and I can tell you if I can save you money. What more can you ask for, right? So, and it doesn't cost anything to sit down with David and talk to him. So call 763-8464, and they will take good care of you. 763-8464. We're also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullitt City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Little sports action. You know, we've been telling you for the last 2 days that the Suns are going to take on the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The game's been canceled. Postponed. Someone's sick or whatever. I don't know the details. I just got the notice that said, sorry, we're not going to have it. So just so you know, there is no game this evening on KNTR Sports. Tomorrow night, let's go to the ice. We got the Arizona Coyotes and the San Jose Sharks at 7 p.m. Now, tentatively, because I don't know if it was the Hawks that got sick or the Suns that got sick, but Friday night, we're going to have the Suns with the Golden State Warriors. That's a 7 p.m. game also. Saturday, basketball with the Ohio State and Illinois. Okay, they'll take on each other at 9:45 in the morning. Then we flip over to football. We got the Rams and the Packers at 2 p.m., Baltimore Ravens and Buffalo Bills, and that's at 4:45. Sunday, we have the Cleveland Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs at 12:30, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints at 4:15, and then Monday night, two events. We're going to have at 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, the 18th, we're going to have the Phoenix Suns and the Memphis Grizzlies. Weren't they all big guy, hairy guys? And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to have the Arizona Coyotes take to the ice with the San Jose Sharks. All right, that's sports action. Let me give you some of the coronavirus numbers for our community and state. Arizona, this morning they reported 5,629 cases yesterday. That's way down. There was like 11,000 yesterday. So I don't know if people are being safer or what's happening, but that's way down. Even in Mojave County, our numbers went down quickly. We had 253 cases yesterday, 85 in Bullhead City, which meant Bullhead City had a total now of 3,778. Kingman had only 75, and I hate to say only 75 because that's 75 families that are locked down because someone's got the coronavirus in their house. 3,336 cases total for Kingman. And Lake Havasu had 82 cases yesterday for a total of 4,414. That's a lot. And, of course, Tuesday we have a new president that's going to step in. So we'll see. Is he going to put in a national mask ordinance? I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out on Tuesday, I guess, or Tuesday, Wednesday. Who knows? Next week, it's going to be a whole new world. We'll see what happens. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, by the way, speaking of coronavirus, if you're waiting for the vaccine, right now, Mojave County is moving from the 1A to the 1B. The 1A was healthcare workers and healthcare support occupations. So, in other words, the hospitals, but also like the cleaning staff in the hospital, okay? Then emergency medical services workers. So all your EMTs and your paramedics, even your firefighters, because they go on the same calls, you know. So all of them have been done. Long-term facilities. I visited this morning with Kristen Ott in Kingman, who has two facilities up there that she's in charge of. And she was talking about how that's not easy to just to say long-term care facility, because you got residents that don't want it, residents that don't know about it. They don't understand what it is. And so there's a lot of, you know, education going on as they go around and talk to every resident in the facility. And you got 70 or 90 people in there. That takes a little while. You don't get to just go do it in one day and then all of a sudden go deliver the shots the next day. So right now they're in the 1B, which is the education and child care workers, protective services occupations. That's probably your law enforcement. Essential workers, believe it or not, that's me. Yeah, back when they were all locked down, we were still here. So I actually get mine tonight at 5:30 at DeFlat Pharmacy in Bullhead City. Critical industry workers, adults with risk conditions that are in congregate settings, and adults 75 and older. So that's the 1B that we're in right now. 1C goes to adults that are 65 and older, adults with any age with a high risk medical condition, and adults living in congregate settings. That would have meant adults in a congregate setting that maybe is, you know, 50 or something. So, hey, that is just about going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. You're glad too, aren't you? I know. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about human trafficking at the top of the hour with Barbie Nelson from Arizona Youth Partnership. Then we're going to have Gina Morga or somebody from Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. I never know who she's going to send. You know, she surprises me. She didn't even text me and say, oh, so-and-so's coming over today. She just sends them, you know. And so tune in tomorrow. We're back here. Friday, I'm going to be dark. I'm going to be off Friday. I have funeral services for Bill Hill, who to me was like an older brother. Those of you who have been around the county for years, you know about Hill Brothers in Kingman and Hill Brothers in Bullhead City. And Bill Hill ran Hill Brothers in Bullhead City for years, and then he moved to Fort Mojave and passed away a couple weeks ago at 85 years old. And so his service will be Friday. And like I said, he's a big brother to me. And so I won't be here Friday. I'll be checking out Bill Hill and his family. Everyone have a great day today. It's going to be a little breezy out there, unfortunately. Not much we can do about that. Do your best to fight the wind and survive. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.